temper brings this honor to my happy Mushu palace.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
I'm feeling happy.
Have you gone mad?
I'm so mad at you, I don't think I'll ever talk to you again.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea from the makers of Alibi Vodka.
Welcome to the Bugs and Hugs portion of the show where we open the lines, both text and phone for you, 1-877-332-8255. Something on your mind, something that's happening that's got you bugged, you want to talk about? I know we got a text. We actually got a text during open lines from Tim, which is a perfect Bugs and Hugs. Tim in Saskatoon, he said, bugged by news stories that hit the news, strike an emotion one way or the other, and then they disappear. You never hear. Like, what actually happens? He brings up the Dragonfly drivers for Amazon who were going on strike, wanting to unionize, want better working conditions. And then what happened? He also brings up the fellow who died at Royal University Hospital. You'll remember the case where the family was quite upset. He was found to have had what they called a gun-shaped lighter. He got into some sort of a struggle with security, and as a result, he ended up passing away. Trevor Dubois, the name of the 36-year-old who died after that altercation with security officers. But Tim's point is, what happened there? That story is one that we've been doing some digging behind the scenes to try and find out. The police service in Saskatoon is doing an investigation on that. But what ends up happening is, who is the jurisdiction that owns the results of the investigation? When a police service does this for, in this case, the Saskatchewan Health Authority, is it going to be the health authority that talks about the outcome of the investigation? Because any inquiries that we've made to try and get a sense of where this investigation is at, what do we determine happened, has yielded no comment to this point. Anyway, on the Dragonfly driver situation, I mean, I know that Amazon workers, the retail giant Amazon, does have some unionized workers in both the United States and Canada. I think it's pretty clear they have pushed against unionization. And so this move by courier company Dragonfly, if there was too much of a push, my guess is Amazon would go to one of many other options that they have out there to deliver the packages and find someone that's willing to do it. Anyway, Tim, thank you for starting us off. Thank you for sending in an early bug to the show. 1-877-332-8255 is the number to give us a call. And we've got the calls coming in. We've got the texts coming in as well, which is great. Let's start with Ari in Saskatoon. Happy Friday, Ari. How are you today?
I'm good, Evan. You know, I'm confused because, so the city of Saskatoon in this last meeting commissioned a report to get administration to figure out how to get cold water to the unhoused that are using the Central Urban Métis Federation shower trailer, wash-up trailer, everything like that.
Right. Okay. Cold water for drinking water?
Yeah.
Is that what they're looking for? Okay.
Yeah. So this is a wash trailer that obviously must have a feed line to it of some kind, probably just a garden hose to keep whatever reservoir tank is good to go, because you have to use potable water for showering.
Yep.
$17 a Canadian Tire gets you a Y splitter.
So just...
like, we don't need an administration report to say, we need just a Y splitter. Okay, a Y splitter, a garden hose. If you want to go fancy, you can get a little push button valve that shuts it off after 30 seconds of flow.
Right.
But, I mean, it's going to cost more administrative time and staff time than it would cost to send somebody to Canadian Tire and buy a Y valve and 50 feet of hose.
The simple solutions, for some reason, are often overlooked. I don't know the answer why they couldn't go with that.
Well, and it's a summer trailer. Like, it's not like we have to worry about, well, maybe in this year we do have to worry about freeze in June. But in general, right? It's why are we trying to overcomplicate this? Because the argument would be about dignity. Well, I'm sorry, every kid grew up
drinking from a garden hose. I still do, Ari, in the backyard.
And it's cold.
It's very cold.
You take a minute, you let the water get out of it, but then it's cold and you spray your friends and nobody loves you.
Ari, thanks for starting us off on Bugs and Hugs. Thanks for the suggestion for the city of Saskatoon. If they take your advice, you've saved them thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours. 1-877-332-8255. Back to the phone lines. Ken in Saskatoon. A hug and a bug. Go ahead, Ken.
Okay, I'll start off with my bug. And that's the Kearney Alberta MOU for, you know, potentially a pipeline. I want to show you how a real country works things. Alaska, where their population is in the south, they need some natural gas. And what happens is Taiwan needs natural gas. So Taiwan says, we will invest billions of dollars and we will buy a whack of natural gas from you. ConocoPhillips on the North Slope has now said, we will supply 30 years of natural gas. All we need is a 750-mile pipeline. You know what happens? They go, yeah, let's build that pipeline. They expect it to be started, to be finished by 2029.
No okay? MOUs, no
nothing.
Carbon pricing.
Taxes, nothing.
No.
They expect, now, even if it's late, they're actually, this is what they're aiming for because they have a customer and they have a domestic need and a domestic supply. So you don't need the government more than, like, the government's got a little bit of an investment, 25% in the pipeline, but there's no carbon capture or anything like that. That's mm-hmm. going to get done. Okay, so that's what a real country, how they operate an economy. Now, for my hug, I want to put my hug out there to a fantastic lady, Eileen Beckler. You had a story about her yesterday.
Yeah.
She's turning 100 on the 24th. But we met her at the basement. It's our jazz club in Saskatoon, the best venue for live music in the province.
Nice.
And we're going to have a little birthday party for her tonight at Piano Fridays, 4:30 to 7 o'clock. Listen to Pam Pander play some music. And happy birthday to Eileen for her 100th birthday coming up.
100 years young. Thanks so much, Ken. Appreciate the call. 1-877-332-8255. Let's keep going. Bugs and Hugs is here for you for the full hour. Shoot us a text at that number. Shoot us a call at that number. And that's exactly what George in St. Walburg did. George, how are you?
Oh, I'm just doing fantastic. Thank you.
Good. Tell me your story.
Well, I've got a hug for the people, the staff, the doctors at St. Paul's Hospital.
Mm.
My wife has been in the hospital there for 16 days. She's critically ill. And I cannot say enough positive things about the staff, their attitude, how they're trying to help her get through her difficulties. And so a big hug out to them.
Nice.
My bug is the parking lot and the entrance getting into St. Paul's. It's a gauntlet. I mean, they spent millions of dollars making this wonderful entrance. When you walk in, there's a piano on the left, and they can, in the evenings, people play on that piano. Unfortunately, it's surrounded by all of the homeless and people doing drugs. And I'm telling you, as an elderly guy walking in that place, it's intimidating.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel safe at all. So that's my bug.
Well, it's one that is shared by many people. I'm going to just talk about what George said for a second, because first of all, George, thanks for sharing your story about your wife, and I hope all the best to her through this this health journey that she's dealing with. And thank you to the hug to the nurses, the doctors, the staff at the hospital. Gosh, we hear that often. As far as the gauntlet, and I love that word, doesn't that create the image of someone trying to walk in the hospital, mind preoccupied, wanting to see, worried about their loved one, worried about their friend, worried about whoever it is they're going to see, to visit, and they're having to basically, in the case of a text that we had a couple of weeks ago, clutch their purse as they go in because they don't feel safe. People verbally harassing. One lady said at the very least what she's getting is basically asked for money as she goes in. And I know it's something that the staff at St. Paul's have dealt with as well. It's a topic that I've heard staff comment on as well. There has to be a way to ensure the safety, reduce the challenge of getting into the hospital. So, George, I appreciate you bringing that up for discussion, for attention, because I do think it is a topic that we shouldn't be overlooking. By the way, this Saskatchewan Hospital Review is underway. They've got Clive Wayhill doing it, which I think is great. Clive is a very trusted leader in this province. He was he was deputy of the Regina Police Service. He became chief of the Saskatoon Police Service. He went on to be chief coroner in the province. And Clive is performing this review along with the company called Buckingham Security Services that has been contracted by the ministry. And really what they're looking at is hospital safety and security. So I would hope that while it's safety and security in the hospitals, it's also safety and security on the hospital grounds. And maybe George's issue gets some attention there. Okay. 1-877-332-8255. Do I have time for one more, Frank, or should we, do you want to take a break here? Take one more. Okay. Let's go to Don. Don, thanks for calling. Where are you calling from today, Don?
I'm calling from Neville, Saskatchewan.
Oh, right on. I don't know if I've had a caller from there before. Maybe I have, but
there's not many of us here.
Well, that's all right, Don. I welcome all corners of this province. So thanks for calling in. What have you got for me on Bugs and Hugs today?
Oh, I got a hug, a big hug. I went to Canadian Tire and I bought a fire table for our deck. And I bought it from a company called Canso. Now, that's not important, except that when I got the package home, I went to assemble it and I opened the box. There's not one piece of styrofoam in that whole packaging.
Really?
Everything in there can be recycled. The cardboard, it's all packed in cardboard, cut cardboard pieces, a little bit of metal framing and that kind of thing. But everything in there can go into the recycling bin. No styrofoam. I went, yeehaw.
Wow, that's good. And, Dawn, I think you're going to have some weekend weather this weekend that you can enjoy that fire table.
Oh, it's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot. I like that. Dawn, thanks for calling in. Okay, let's take a break. 1-877-332-8255 is the phone number. Lines are open for you. Bugs and Hugs well underway, doing it right until 11 o'clock this morning here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
You're the best friends anybody ever had.
Well, the jerks start calling. They're running out of you.
Bring it in.
I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Hug me!
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea from the makers of Alibi Vodka.
All right, I got a bug here that I've actually seen a couple of people talk about, and this one is coming from D in Saskatoon. SGI... Well, the bug says, bugged that SGI is not making it mandatory for motorcycles to display a plate, even if they have a permit. Multiple times, I've seen motorcycles drive at a high rate of speed, do wheelies, drive recklessly. Sure, we can call the police, but all you can say is, it's a black motorcycle. SGI needs to do better. I've heard that complaint before. In fact, I remember that conversation back in my policing days. 1-877-332-8255. We got Mr. Waldner on the tractor again today in Swift Current listening. I appreciate it. Feels so formal, by the way, to call you Mr. Waldner. But that's how you sign your text. So thank you for listening on the tractor in Swift Current. Glad to know tractors are going in the Swift Current area. There are parts of the province where we just had a caller earlier today from Tisdale saying, yeah, seating is very much delayed there. Lots of hugs coming in, like the one I see here from Ray in Saskatoon. A hug to the people in Alberta for giving people a voice. Let the majority decide for themselves. Separate or not, it's great to see a push for the people there being the ones who will make the choice. Ray, thank you for the text there. Okay, 1-877-332-8255. Phone line's busy today, which is good. Let's go to Nancy in Regina. Nancy, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Well, let me tell you this, Nancy. Before you even tell me your bug, I have in front of me the email that you sent me.
Well, thank you.
Because we're talking about the sewer drain problem that you've been dealing with for, 2 months now?
Well, we first started asking them in October so we could get something done before winter, but that hasn't happened.
6 months you've been dealing with this. Okay, what's the problem again? What's happening, Nancy?
It's a sewer drain. We're a condo association. We have a sewer drain that is no longer the city's. It is on our lot, and it plugs. And it's getting really broken up, and it fills up with water. And we need a letter from the city saying that we can get this worked on, because we can't. No one will work on it without something from the city saying we can touch it.
Right. You were saying in this email that the contractor says, okay, I'll do it, but I need a letter of approval from the city before they can proceed.
Before they can touch it, because they don't want the city coming back saying, what are you doing to our drain? Because we've been fighting with this for like years, literally.
Here's what I'm going to do, because I saw you, I got your email yesterday, and I know we had the mayor on from Regina. The problem is, I knew he wouldn't know specifically this answer. However, your email and this letter, this copy of this letter, have been shared with the mayor's office from our team here, asking them, please, can you get someone to talk to this group of people who are desperately wanting to get this work done? So
thank you.
Let's hope that helps. I know you have a hug as well, Nancy.
I do have a hug. I have a hug to all of the frontline workers, because what they face every day, I just don't know how they go to work and have a good day.
Well,
a big hug to the frontline workers.
Tip of the hat to them for sure. Nancy, thanks so much for the call. 1-877-332-8255 is the number. Edwin knows the number well. He's on the line next from Regina with a bug ready to go. What have you got, Edwin?
Questioning the sale of the property titles.
ISC, the sale of ISC.
And the reason I'm questioning it is it's kind of like I'm buying it with my own money. We have a province, you know, Quebec, which is supposed to be a have-not province, spending money to buy something here so we can afford to pay for things that we need because we give them transfer payments. That's crazy.
So, but it's not, I mean, I get it. I know there's a lot of people frustrated Quebec is involved in this, but it's not the province of Quebec buying it. It's a pension plan, essentially, a pension fund out of Quebec.
Right, but if their pension fund is that good, then they don't need any money from us.
I get it. Trust me. In fact, we're actually working on a guest for next week, a lawyer in the province who has some serious concerns about this sale, basically saying he thinks this is going to make it more expensive for consumers who are buying a property or buying a piece of land. He also thinks it's going to basically add for the wait times. You're going to end up waiting a lot longer. So it is my hope that we'll be able to get him on the show. I don't want to throw him under the bus yet because we haven't got a yes, but we are working on trying to get him on the show, because this land titles / ISC sale is one that definitely also has a lot of people talking. So the ability to bring in different sides on it is important. Edwin, thank you for the call. 1-877-332-8255. Lots of texts coming in as well. Hug goes out to all the farmers. This is Cameron in Regina, nervously waiting to try and get their seeding done. Hopefully heat is on the way just in the nick of time. Boy, it is going to be warm over the next week, with the exception of the odd splash of rain here and there. Upwards of 30, 31 degrees by midweek next week for parts of the province. So looks pretty nice through the weekend. Let's hope it dries things up enough that we can get going in all parts of the province for spring seeding. Bugs and Hugs is only half done. Your calls, your texts, still welcome here on 650 CKOM, 980 CJME.
Why don't you do the world a favor, pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Are you crying? There's no crying in baseball!
Because they're all good kids, until dried-out, brain-dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea, from the makers of Alibi Vodka.
Welcome back. Bugs and Hugs continues. 1-877-332-8255. Colleen in Buena Vista saying, Bug? Yeah, I got one. The Snowbirds. Colleen sends a long text in saying, I believe this is a political decision. And I believe that we will never see the Snowbirds again. That definitely got a lot of people going this week when we were talking about that. A hug, though, also from Colleen to the couple who miraculously saved 8 people from a house fire. How about this story? Samantha Taggart, her boyfriend Greg Stewart, who, by the way, picked up an extra shift on the long weekend in the oil field. So instead of taking the weekend off, they decided, you know what, let's grab a shift. They were up bright and early on Sunday morning, going out of the house at something like 4:15, And thank goodness they did, because they looked across the street, saw a fire. In fact, we chatted with Samantha Taggart, who talked about what she saw and what happened.
And I was walking out of the house, and I remember seeing like this orange light kind of in my peripheral vision. So I happened to look up, and I see that her front porch is on fire. So I run back into our house, and I grab my boyfriend, because he used to volunteer firefighter back home. And so he came out, he was running behind me, and we ran across the street. Then he ran to the front door, and I ran to the side door, and we both were banging on the door, just trying to get someone to hear us, like, you know, get out, there's a fire. The fire got too big in the front where Greg was, so he tried to grab the garden hose and try to keep the flames down as I was banging on the side door. But unfortunately, like, it was just already going up too fast, so he came to the side door where I was. And he just shouldered the door in and got the door kicked open. And then as he was doing that, I ran down the stairs, grabbed my phone, dialed 911. I went back up to the house where Greg was, and we see one of the guys that were in the house. And he was just kind of looking at us like, what's going on? What's happening? And we just said, we need everyone to get out. We need to get out. There's fire. So he helped us get his family out as well. And then once we had everyone out, we kind of moved into a safe spot where the smoke wasn't blowing.
Absolutely amazing story in Radville, Saskatchewan, last weekend. Hey, if anyone deserves a hug today, Samantha and Greg literally saved 8 lives plus a dog in the house. By the way, the volunteer fire department, they're in 6 minutes. You think about a small town volunteer fire department, the ability for them to respond. I mean, that was a very quick response. Sadly, the house was I think they're deeming it a total loss. But you've got quick thinking neighbors who save the people in the house. You've got a bunch of volunteers in a community like Radville where they are able to get there literally from deep sleep to dressed and on scene in 6 minutes. That deserves a hug. So, Colleen, thanks for thinking of including that today on our Bugs and Hugs show, 1-877-332-8255. Okay, let's bounce back to the phone line. I'm going to go to Ron in Regina first. Ron, what have you got for me?
Oh, hi, Evan. Yeah, what's going on in Alberta? I understand people are frustrated in the West. We got a lot of reasons, and thank God Trudeau's gone. Hopefully things get better with the new prime minister. But I don't understand why you would want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We've got a president of the United States who would love to get his hands on our resources. And for Alberta to ever try and go it alone, I think he would manufacture some kind of crisis and say, we're coming to help you, and never leave. And they would end up eventually just like Puerto Rico, where they can't even vote in a federal election. I think you're sticking your head in a hungry lion's mouth, and then you'd be surprised when he bites. I mean, they got 30 or 40 million people who can't get any health insurance at all because of pre-existing conditions. They got another 50 or 60 million that can't afford the deductibles, $10,000, $20,000. You'd have 100 million people. Oh, they got free health care in Alberta. Let's go there.
Well, you wonder what would even happen with health care, Ron, if that separation happened for Alberta.
Yeah,
They're not thinking. Well, there's so many things to be considered, and I think that's the problem. It's uncharted territory, and as much as people can speculate one way or the other, it's going to be the ultimate utopia, or it's going to be a complete disaster. I mean, this is uncharted territory, but certainly I think there are a lot more things to consider than what a lot of people have on their mind. Ron, thanks for the call. Let's keep going on the phone lines. I'm going to go to Larry in Saskatoon. Next, a hug or a bug? What have you got, Larry?
It's a combination of both for Daniel Smith. He has to walk a fine line. But the important aspect is we have serious problems in Canada. Some of them are structural. Others are policy. And in order to solve those, we have to have a free and open discussion, a calm discussion with a bit of detail. Because what we're looking at is the American economy is growing. They've had a big drop in crime and homicides. They've got free speech. And what happens in any economy, 10% of your workforce produce 50% of your production. That's industrial psychology. And there's a big draw for people to go towards the United States. We don't solve our problems. Those who are the most productive, and some of that has already started, will be looking at a higher standard of living and a number of other things, like freedom of speech. And the problems that we have gotten worse under Carney. Our economy has not boomed or changed around. The last economic quarter of 2025, it actually went negative.
You know, Larry, it's interesting. As I'm listening to your talk, you say those things, it's ringing, resonating in my head, because I was at the supply chain forum at Prairie Land in Saskatoon a few weeks back. I'm talking with someone who works in the mining industry supply chain and has a very successful business. And he said to me, my biggest worry is losing skilled labor to the United States, and talked about some of the changes that either have been made or are being proposed to be made. Things like eliminating taxes off of overtime earnings, and how if you are a skilled laborer who has a trade ticket and has some mobility, what is the incentive to stay in a country where you're going to make essentially a lot less money? So, you know, it's I think the point you were making, or one of the points you were making, Larry, is about the role that the federal government has to take in policy reforms that actually not only incentivize investment in Canada, but the workers to get the job done. And so, yeah, fair, 100% a fair point. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Shell Lake next. I got Thomas on the line, and Thomas has got a hug. Go ahead.
We have both. We have a hug and a bug.
Okay.
What would you like me to share first?
You tell me. Let's start with the bug. Let's get that out of the way.
Let's get that out of the way. And I want to call on your professional insight, and it'll tie into our hug as well. So just currently spent the week in Regina. There was lots of presence of the police driving everywhere and I guess everywhere, but they didn't seem to be doing much. And then there seemed to be a large amount of individuals on the street in all those phases of addiction. And there seemed to be no addressing of that. And it looked like the police presence is there, but not much action. Just would enjoy your thoughts on that.
Yeah. So let me jump in on that for a second. Wait. Because, you know, I think one of the things, and I've seen this happen before, people will say, you know, there's a guy on the street who's doubled over and looks like he's, you know, about to pass out or whatever. And the cops just drove by and didn't do anything. They could be on their way and likely are on their way to a call, right? They don't attend all calls, lights and sirens. So just the fact that they're driving by at a normal speed without the lights on doesn't mean they haven't been, you know, dispatched to a break and enter or something. Not always the case, but I do know a lot of the times people think, they just drove by and they didn't do anything about this person. Sometimes that can be the case.
Okay, well, thank you for clearing that up. So, but more importantly, Evan, my wife and I, Shelley, spent the week in Regina. She's undergoing cancer treatment. We'd like to send a huge multiple hugs out to a number of individuals and departments. First and foremost, our MLA, because we're from the Yorkton area, Greg Ottenbright. If you are having to undergo such a situation at the Sask Cancer Lodge right across from the Plains Hospital, your stay, he personally covers one of your days of stay. So, you know what I mean? And I don't think it's very well known, and I'm not a political person by nature.
Yeah.
I just, you know what I mean? I appreciate people that actually work and strive to make their communities better and not needing recognition. Two, the technicians and Department of Radiology at the Plains Hospital and the Alan Blair Clinic.
You mean the Pasqua Hospital?
Or Pasqua, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, I do apologize.
Yeah, no problem.
Professional, caring, patient, calm, reassuring, positive individuals. And, you know, it's even good to hear laughter of, nurses and doctors in there showing some joy in life, you know, that this is a difficult situation, but there is a positive vibe in the space. And lastly, because we weren't aware of the facility, the Cancer Lodge right across the street from the Pasqua, its staff, very inviting, very warm, very positive, jovial. upbeat, extremely caring, to multiple needs and multiple types of individuals staying. So I cannot say enough on behalf of my spouse and myself with regards to maybe places that Regina really doesn't hear about very often or in a positive sense. So, I mean, that was the purpose of our visit. And we were able to also see children and as well. So all in all, a very positive trip. And we look forward to finishing it off and visiting Regina in a more happier kind of jovial way.
Well, continued good health to, I think you said, Shelley, your wife. Thank you for sharing that story. I will tell you from on a personal note, my father, when he was going through cancer treatments, this is quite a few years ago, my mom stayed at that cancer lodge many times. Sadly, we lost my dad in his cancer battle, but we were able to make a couple of donations to that lodge. So there's a picture hanging in there in memory of Tom Bray. I believe there's a quilt in that lodge as well in memory of my dad. So I couldn't agree more, Thomas. Just an incredible group of people there. Okay, I got time for one more call. Let's take another call before we go to the break. Let's go to Doug in Saskatoon. Doug, thanks for calling in. Bug, what is it?
I have a bug about your caller, Alan, there. Lumping everybody who is questioning our government and who's looking at separation as anti-vaxxers and convoy people. If I was to make a generalization, I would think that Alan was somebody who watches a lot of CBC and is a card-carrying liberal.
You're trying to illustrate the point, Doug, right? Don't make an assumption.
Well, exactly right. Like, to look at what has gone on from... Like, you don't have to be an anti-vaxxer to look at the government and all of a sudden what's going on with the ticks, what's going on with Ebola. I had an individual tell me a little ways ago that there's going to be an Ebola breakout and there's already vaccines being prepared for it. And I kind of chuckled and, something's probably coming. Sure enough, the Ebola comes and here we go and there's already vaccines that are going to be ready for it. I'm just saying. Don't generalize. Don't look at anything because everybody needs to unite with what is going on against the people right now.
And we're all friends and neighbors, Doug. I couldn't agree with you more. That's why I said after we had that conversation earlier, I said, don't for a second think that, you know, this is bigger than just saying, oh, it's that group. This is a group of people who are very proud of the province they live in, if we're talking about Albertans, but you can say the same for Saskatchewan people who also feel this is the way we should be going. These are a group of people who are very proud of their province, but they're also our friends and our neighbors. This is the conversation we ended the chat with Ryan Jesperson this morning, saying, you know, his biggest fear is this turns into kind of that angry, we're losing friends, we're losing family, we're not talking to one another over this as well. So, point is well taken, Doug, and I appreciate you taking the time to call into the program. Okay, we are close to the end. We're time for a commercial break. We'll come back, clean up some texts here on this Friday edition of Bugs and Hugs here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
Super duper!
That's awesome!
Gonna give you a big hug.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea from the makers of Alibi Vodka.
A few more texts on the text line. Kevin from Dalmany said, I can't call in. I'm at work, but I'm furious with our government. I'm going to take it this is a bug. He said, I bought my fishing license. It went up 30% from last year. I've supported this government and now they're stabbing me in the back. There's no justification for this when it was already too much for a fishing license. I'm afraid that I would not be civil to anyone responsible for doing this to the citizens of Saskatchewan. That's my very adamant bug. So, Kevin, I don't know if that's just the cost of the fishing license or this new angler's habitat certificate fee. That, by the way, we're going to talk with Jason Mattity. We have Jason Mattity on the show at 11:30 this morning. So we'll have a talk about fishing and that will be one of the topics that we'll bring up. So we'll find out what that fee's all about and what it's for. So thank you for that. A texter saying a big hug to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders for hosting this preseason game in Saskatoon. I love the fact that I can travel 10 minutes to a Rider game as opposed to 2.5 hours. Lots of people pumped up for this game tomorrow. By the way, tip of the hat while we're giving that out to someone texted in saying, do you know that Bud Light has a new 112th Grey Cup champion beer that they're unveiling at the preseason game tomorrow? I see a picture of it here. Official beer partner of the CFL. So yeah, Bud Light has come out with commemorative 112th Grey Cup champion beer. You'll be able to see that. In fact, they're doing a special kickoff ceremony before the game tomorrow in Saskatoon. Speaking of football, Belton Johnson, it's eating time next here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.